1.6.
It's obviously best to use everyday language as far as possible, but I don't think that means avoiding jargon altogether. I find the best approach, so as not to sound patronising, is to use a certain amount of technical language and then immediately afterwards give straightforward explanations of what it means using everyday words. When it comes to explaining tricky technical concepts, a good technique is to make comparisons between the technical point you're trying to illustrate and things from everyday life that people are familiar with, to help them paint a picture in their minds. And then to help lighten things up and stop things from sounding dull, I think it's good to use a bit of humour as well, and maybe a few amusing anecdotes.